Halacha Nunchas. Noyach. Erchatz, it says in the pasuk, Erchatz bini koyoin kapoy. I will wash my, we'll read the words backwards. Kapoy means my hands with cleanliness. Okay, trick to good translation is never translate the words in order. Always translate the words out of order. You'll have a lot better chance of having a better translation. I will wash kapoy, my hands, bi nikoyoin, with cleanliness. I will wash my hands. It's really not as hard to translate. What does that mean? With cleanliness? So that my hands shall be clean. Let's just see what this means. Zeh ha-mesfalel. This means a person who davens from this halacha, this pasuk, we learn the halacha that a person has to wash netilas yodayim before he davens, and we do so every single morning before we daven shas daven tilas yodayim. Everyone knows the gra. The gra's minig was to wash netilas yodayim with a bracha before mincha and before ma'arif. Okay, the gra held you have to make bracha this time. What? In addition to shachris, we don't do that. We don't do that. Chas v'shalom, that's not our minute, our halacha. But
a lot of people make
they wash, right? Yeah, you're mechuyev. You really you're mechuyev. Meikar adin, you're mechuyev to wash your hands before you daven mincha and ma'ariv. You're mechuyev to wash your hands. And the truth is, when you come in for shachris, if you're not certain that you did not touch part of the body that's normally covered before, from the time that you washed netilas yodayim in the morning, and from now when you're davening shachris, you also should wash your hands. So it's a very good habit to always wash your hands before you daven mincha. All the new shuls they built today when they build a new shul, they add sinks. They add a lot. Some shuls have the sink in the base medrash or the shul itself. Or a kohen shul, he has two sinks in the shul itself. And even those, the other shuls that don't want to put the sink in the shul itself, they put it right outside so people can wash their hands, not just for birchas kohanim on Yom Tov, but in general, every single day before a person davens mincha and ma'ariv, the proper thing to do is to wash your hands. Is it proper to wash your hands in the shul itself? That's a question. That's a matter of a topic of discussion. That's why some shuls bedavka would not put a sink in the shul itself. That's a topic of discussion of itself. Is that the proper thing to do? Some hold adarabba, it's even better. Some hold not. But in any event, washing has to be done, and it's based upon this pasuk which he quotes over here of Erchatz bi ni koyon kapoy zeh mesfalel shel lanakos yadayim b'yaduyah b'mayim b'baruch al, and you make a brach al netilas yadayim. What? How to wash? We'll see. Umavarech al netilas yadayim al shem kli. Why is it called netilas yadayim? What is the bracha called netilah? What does it mean, netilah? So here we're going to the big discussion of there are many different translations for the word netilah.
Netilah lulav.
Let's see. Al netilas lulav. Very good. Asher k'dashar b'mitzvah al netilas lulav. Taking hold of. But that's not what it says here. He says the word netilah is a word for utensil. Al shem hakli shenikra antil b'lashon chachamim. Now, I don't know what that word is. But he's telling us that the Lashon Chacham, I don't know what kind of word this is. Lashon Chacham is over here on the parish on the side. He doesn't explain either what it means, Lashon of Antil, but it seems it's a word which is a either Aaron. What? Al Netilas Yodayim. It's very interesting. It's Rashi Tevas. It's true. Al, well, no, it's an Aleph, not an Ayin. It's an Aleph. Okay, well, it's close enough. Same sound. Netilas, niti, and then there's a lamid. Okay, netilas, whatever. But it's a word. It seems that the Pshut Shel Mikra is a word. It's an Aramaic word. I do not know. Is it a different language? I do not know. But it seems this was a very popular word. Maybe it's a Greek word. It's a very popular word that was used by the Chacham in the time of the Anshei Knesses Hagadola when they instituted to make, when they coined all of the brachas. They therefore selected with precision the word nitilas. Now, nitilas obviously means to take hold of.
It's a modern word, natlan.
It's a modern word, what?
Natlan.
It's a modern Hebrew word? It's a modern Hebrew word. Okay, interesting. But in any event, the word nitila obviously means, like David Achamim told us, it means to take hold of. And the proof is, when it comes to a lulav, there is the utensil. It says al nitilas lulav. But Chazal have other words which they could have selected for taking hold of. The fact that they chose to use the word nitilah for nitilah sirdaim is because it has the additional advantage is that it is phonetically similar to the word antil, which means a utensil, and it will subconsciously remind the people who are washing their hands, you must use a utensil when you wash your hands. You have a dictionary word there?
Yeah, antilaya, which means in Greek, something to bail out water or a pump.
Greek. It's a Greek word. Okay, Rabbi Chol Yashakayach. See, it's a Greek word. Yeah.
The shortage of netila is antil.
No. The word netila means to take. It was notal.
But the shortage of the netila is coming from this.
Right. No, that's not the source. No. The word netila is a Hebrew word, you said yourself. We use it for other things. We use it for al netilas lulav. There it does not mean a utensil. There it means to take hold of. Being that there are many words Chazal could have selected for taking hold of. Why did they select specifically this word from a list of many other words? And the answer is because since this word borders on, has the same phonetic sound as a utensil, a Greek word that was popular amongst the Chachamim, at the time when they were masaking to make this bracha and they coined the Nusach, they therefore deliberately selected this word as a polite reminder to the tzibur that they should use a utensil when they wash their hands. Don't just turn on the faucet and let the water run down your hand. Take a utensil to wash your hands. And that's a fascinating statement. Because if not for the Sefer Chasidim saying this, no one today would probably dare say this. They would say, Chazal, when they were masaking the Nuschois of the Brochois, they didn't take into consideration Greek words. They were holy, pure people. This was not part of the equation. This is like a modern Vart. Right, this type of Vart you'll see in a certain type of, you know, the more modern Svarim that won't tell you the Greek words, and they like to try to desanctify some of the Mamari Chazal.
On the other hand,
yeah,
there's this tendency to
overdo it,
to Hebraicize everything.
Exactly, we live in a world today where we go a little bit to the extreme and make assumptions that are really not correct.
And
so this is the Sefer Chasidim. This is the Holy of the Holies. The Sefer Chasidim. The Kodesh Kodashim. And he's saying here a Vart, a Chiddush, which is really shocking. It's really shocking. The whole Sefer Chasidim, one Vart after the other, he says ideas that are really cutting edge. they're not the typical run-of-the-mill type of popular things that you are familiar with. Someone would walk into the Beis Medrash and would tell you, do you know why Chazal selected the Al Netilas Yadayim? It's because there's a Greek word, and when Chazal made the Nuschos of the Bracha, they bedavka picked the Greek word. They would say, come on, what are you talking about?
Elsewhere in other Mamore Chazal.
So exactly. So here he's saying we could have used many different words which express the idea of cleanliness, to wash, to clean your hands. They selected a Greek word which connotes a utensil in order to remind us that you have to use a utensil. Oy, another interpretation. Al shetzorech lahagbia. This is something which I'm much more familiar with this idea. Oy al shetzorech lahagbia. Why nitila? Nitila doesn't just mean to take. Nitila has a connotation to raise your hands. Oy al shetzorech lahagbia yadav achar hanitila. L'shoin vayinatleim vayinaseim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's describing Klal Yisrael. He lifted us up. You know a word from its context. The next word is vayinaseim. The word vayinaseim means to raise up. And the word vayinaseim is juxtaposed to the word vayinatleim. A Hebrew word. It's not a Greek word. In Yeshaya, which means to raise up. Right, that's the word. Right here. Vayinatleim vayinaseim. You think it's a Chumash also. Here's the pasuk in Yeshaya. Vayinatleim vayinaseim. You have to lift up your hands. Uchashem shetzach litol yada b'tfila. Just like you have to lift up your hands, you have to wash your tefila. Kachzach litol yada lechalechem before you eat bread. Okay, before you bread. Let's read the whole halacha. We'll discuss some ideas. Before litol yada lechalechem before you bread, you must wash your hands. Avoloy la peiros. You do not need, and you're even not allowed to. It's mechse ki yehoira. before you eat fruit, you do not need to wash your hands, and certainly you don't make a bracha. V'tzarech l'nagbam yafet. Now, by the way, halacha is not discussing over here the halacha, but what is halacha? But if you dip a fruit into a liquid, that's already a different story. Then may ikar hadin, you are mechuyif to wash your hands. Do we do that today? For some reason, we don't do it today. We only do it once a year. When do we do it? We do once a year, Lel Seder. By the night of the Seder, when you dip the karpas in salt water, so you're dipping. If you're dipping, you're mechuyif to wash your hands. That's why we wash our hands. We make a bracha that far. We do not go, but at least we do wash. One of the reasons why... Gaiva. We don't do it because it's Merse Kihar. We're not mak. Yeah. We don't pass it like this. But at least the night of Pesach, then everyone does this. That's one of the simonim in the Seder Kadesh Urchatz. Why are you washing your hands when you dip the karpas in the salt water? The answer is, when you dip a food in liquid, peiros includes peiros ha'aretz, and the peiros ha'adama, you mechuyev to wash your hands, and according to one opinion, to make a bracha of al netilas yodayim. We do not do that, bizman hazeh. We don't do it, and a person should not do it, because he makes himself look like he's better than everyone else. Nechse ki yehoira. But one day a year we do this, the night of the Seder, then we do it. A person, by mistake, he makes a bracha. Very many people make a mistake. They go to the wash orchatz, all spaced out, a long day. It's the little Seder. They come, Kadesh, orchatz, you go to the sink, you wash your hands, and then before you blink, you made a bracha. Oh no, what did I do? I'm not supposed to make a bracha. It's no big deal. If you made the bracha, you made the bracha. It's not a bracha levatala, because me'ikar hadin, when you wash fruit, which includes vegetables, we use fruit loosely. A fruit is either the pre ho'adama or the pre ho'eitz. When you put it in liquid, it's not a bracha levatala. So don't say baruch shem kvod malchusai if you mistake wash orchatz, because me'ikar hadin yimuchuyiv, we do not make that bracha. Now you get into a much bigger shayla. Do you wash again? Once already, if you've washed for, you've made the bracha for orchatz, and you made a bracha, do you make another bracha when you wash for the bread?
Surely mafsik, yeah.
That's what you said.
Who says you're mafsik? Who says you're really mafsik? So if
know?
What
you,
you don't know,
you touch yourself.
So then you're saying should you touch yourself in this case? You should, because you're making the same bracha. See, the halacha of going to the Beis Hakisei was only there because it's two different brachas. You go to the Beis Hakisei, you wash and you make asher yotzah. Washing for bread is washing and al netilas yodayim.
It's the washing, it's not the bracha. It's
what? It's a different chiv of washing. Here, the chiv of washing for fruit is the same exact chiv as washing for bread. So if you already did it once with a bracha, L'chaira, you potter.
Now you. It's more than 72 minutes.
It doesn't matter as long as you've not. You are certain you have not touched a part of your body that's not clean. Okay, this is a whole topic of discussion. Not for now, but the point of what he mentions is that halacha l'maaseh, we don't pass it like this. That's why when a person eats fruit, and even if he takes the fruit and he dips the fruit into a liquid, which according to one opinion, would require netilas yodayim, and all this because of tumah. All the laws, we can't go into all the laws of tumah. Liquid is metame, all the different laws of tumah. Truma, b'chula, we're not going into now. All these is an outgrowth of the laws of truma for kohanim. In order to mechazek the laws of tumah v'tar for kohanim, even the Yisraelim have to be nizer in washing your hands in order not to contaminate food that is holy. We are not machmir bizman hazeh when it comes to dipping a fruit in a liquid. But we are machmir, of course, that's halach when it comes to washing for bread.
Excuse me, a daily question. If I am going to wash for lechem, amotzi, yes? And I am going to wash my hand with soap.
Yes.
And after that, I should clean, dry it. And after that, to get netila, or when it is wet, I can use
you're asking a very, very good question. What you should do in that case is you should touch part of your body. Yes, an excellent question. He's asking a question. The person comes home from work, his hands are filthy, dirty. Well, not even, whatever. They're dirty, whatever. And you want to sit down and eat a bread meal. So for the bread meal, you have to wash. You have to wash. You have to, yeah. So what do you? So before you washing is not going to clean your hands. So you first take soap and water, and you rub your hands, Purell, thoroughly clean. May Iker Hadin, in many instances, your hands are clean enough to eat the bread. So you, how can you now then go and do Netila? Well, it's not a problem there because you didn't make a bracha. You didn't make a bracha. No, but it is a problem because Asher Yatzar, you also, it's a different bracha. It doesn't matter. It's a.
He didn't have a mind for the bread, but he washes.
Let me think.
It
doesn't matter. It does not matter what you had a mind for. The bottom line is your hands are clean. The only reason why you're washing is before you eat bread is because your hands are not clean. So when you wash the tilas yodayim, you're now cleaning your hands. If you have already cleaned your hands, so the brach of al netilas yodayim is going on the maisa netila.
Yeah.
The maisa netila took place before. I have answered your question. Let me answer your question. Very good. Good. We'll talk about it for a second. We once spent a whole shiur on discussing the halacha of if a person, before he sits down to a bread meal, is obligated to ask the question, do I need to go to the Beis HaKiseh? Will I need to go to the Beis HaKiseh before I bench Birchas HaMazon? You have an obligation to ask yourself that question before you sit down to a bread meal. And if the answer is yes, I will not make it to Birchas HaMazon without going to the Beis HaKiseh in the middle of this meal, then you should not wash yet. First, you go to the Beis HaKiseh, clean your body, and then you come out of the Beis HaKiseh, and what do? You then wash your hands, and you recite Asher Yotzar. Now, I want to sit down to my bread meal. I'm now going to wash Netilas Yodayim and make a brach of Al Netilas Yodayim. How can you make the brach of Al Netilas Yodayim when your hands are already clean?
Netilas Yodayim doesn't say clean. It says
Netilas. The brach is, exactly. The brach is on the Netil, on the washing. Yeah. So what's the problem? Because when you wash for Asher Yotzar, let's assume that you use it, let's make believe you use the utensil. I use the utensil. I went like this, back and forth. It doesn't really make a difference you do twice. One hand, or you go back and forth. The bottom line is, when you came out of the Beis HaKiseh, let's assume now, for argument's sake, you used the utensil and you washed your hands, like many do, 3-4 times on each hand. I've done a Maisa Netila. I made an Asher Yotzar. Now, I want now to go wash again. My washing again is a waste of time. I already washed 3 times. In halacha, the washing that you are doing is nonsense. If you already washed for Asher Yotzar 3 times, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, so you have done in the world of halacha a netila. I made an Asher Yotzar. My hands have not gone anywhere. They're still here. They haven't gone anywhere. For me now to go and wash again, you're wasting your time and you're wasting the water. You're wasting the environment. What? Oh, so what do you want to say? So what should you really do? Wash Asher Yotzar and wash. Make Asher Yotzar. And now my hands are already clean. Just say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvaseh V'tzivanu Al Netilas Yodayim. Problem. You were mafsik with another baracha. The baracha of Asher Yotzar is viewed in halacha as a hefsik between the netila and the bracha of Al Netilas Yodayim. What are you going to tell me now? But I washed again. I'll wash for Asher Yotzar 8 times. And then I'll wash again twice. 1, 2, 3, 4. That second washing is nonsense. Is nonsense. The baracha of Al Netilas Yodayim that you're going to make is going to be chal on the washing that you did when you came out of the Beis HaKiseh. But you, in the meantime, recited Asher Yotzar. And the Asher Yotzar is viewed to be a hefsik between the netila and the bracha. So you really had a big problem. That's what the Gra says. Okay, the Gra says. Let's explain. Okay, let's say that we'll bring out the one over here. Let's review the case. A person comes out. Let's review the principle. When you make a bracha, you have to understand this principle in order to understand the question. When you make the bracha of Al Netilas Yodayim, the bracha has to be chal, has to come to rest upon an action. What is the action upon which the bracha will rest upon? It rests not on the mitzi. When you make a bracha, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu, you don't make brachas in thin air. A bracha has to connect to something. What does the bracha of Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al netilas yodayim, what does it connect to? It connects to an action of washing your hands. That's principle number one. Principle number two, you are not allowed to delay a moment between the action that you do and the recital of the bracha. You're not allowed to delay. It has to be done immediately. And certainly, don't make another bracha in the middle. I'm going to daven Shemona Esrei now, and then I'll wash my hands for bread, I'll daven Shemona Esrei, and then I'll say, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al netilas yodayim, and eat my bread meal. You can't do that. It's too late. Once you go and you have activities in between the action of washing and the bracha upon which the bracha is recited for, there's a delay, then your washing is bottled. The two don't connect. So if you go to the Beis HaKisei and you wash your hands, you've done a Maisa Netila. Now you recite Asher Yotzar. Now you want to recite the bracha of Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al netilas yodayim. You got a problem. That bracha has been severed from the washing because in the middle there was a hefsek of the recital of a different bracha called Asher Yotzar, which has no connection whatsoever to the bread, to the bracha of Netilas Yodayim. You have a hefsek in the middle. So what do you do? So the Gros says, you know what you do? The Gros says, if you go to the Beis HaKisei and you want to eat bread, wash your hands and immediately recite the bracha of Al Netilas Yodayim, and then recite the bracha of Asher Yotzar. Because Asher Yotzar, it doesn't need to connect. There's no din of hefsek when it comes to Asher Yotzar. Why is that so? I don't know, but that's how it's so. Asher Yotzar is, there's no, you can make Asher Yotzar later. Netilas Yodayim must be made, what? Correct. But you should not. You should make it as soon as possible before you say the Hamaytzi. No, you should not, because you're supposed to still make it. The Hamoitzi does not need to be made immediately after the Asher Netilas Yodayim. That's a mistake. The Birchus Hampim make that mistake, Ashkenazim especially. They think that they have to make the Hamoitzi immediately after they make the Baruch of Al Netilas Yodayim. There's no such thing. Nusach Sfarad proves it. The Sfaradim, because they wash, then they make Kiddush. What?
Say Asher Yotzar a little bit later.
Right, you can. You technically can, but it's not necessary to wait. It's not necessary. But Netilas Yodayim has a special halacha. Netilas Yodayim must be said immediately after the Maisa Netila. So if you're going to say the Baruch of Asher Yotzar, and your hands are still clean, and now you want to say Al Netilas Yodayim, the bracha is going to rest upon your original washing, and that has been severed with the bracha of Asher Yotzar. You got a problem. So what's the solution? The Gros says, make the bracha first of Al Netilas Yodayim, and then make the bracha of Asher Yotzar. The Mishnah Berurah says, don't do that, that's not the minug. The minug is, you make the Asher Yotzar, and then touch part of your body that's normally covered. Touch your neck, touch your hair, or touch above your elbow, and now your hands are no longer clean, and now you can make the bracha, you can wash all over again and make the bracha of Al Netilas, and that's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah to do, and that's what we do. Even though there is eyewitness testimony that the Mishnah Berurah told us to do this, he himself did what the Gros says, and he washed Netilas, made Al Netilas Yodayim, and then said Asher Yotzar. So how do you reconcile the Mishnah Berurah's own personal conduct with what he wrote in the Mishnah Berurah? No, Tzarechin, I don't know what the answer is. Yes.
And the point is that there is difference between Netilat Yodayim for Hamotzi and Netilat Yodayim for bathroom.
There is no difference.
For the Hamotzi, we should put three times Veselufin.
But two times.
Three times. Not three times.
Vardis.
Okay, I'm saying Vardis. And three times four amos, three times. Four
netilah.
Why? And it say what I'm doing, what you are going to do. I am washing. If I come in for restroom, I wash my hand. Yes, I say Ashilosar, dry my hand, completely dry, and after that, take water for netilah yadayim for hamotzi. Because the way of the should netilah for hamotzi.
This is not our topic now. We want to spend time on this. We have to go with this over here. I want to focus on the others over here.
I cannot accept a lot of things that you want to say here. I don't get it. It's not going to
What don't you get?
I mean, let's start from the beginning. For now you go to shul, you watch the Tefillah Yadayim, we have to make a bracha.
Correct.
Before we daven.
Correct.
As we do the Tefillah, we're going to make a bracha.
Correct.
Now, when else do we make a bracha? We didn't even do a motzi.
We did. He said we read the words. Avol v'tzorich. It says avolo leperos. Do not wash. I read it. Goshem shetzorich. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six lines down. Goshem shetzorich litol yodav b'tfila. Koch tzorich litol es yodav lechol lechem.
Okay, so over there, we two times. We make a bracha.
Yes.
Okay.
Avolo leperos. When you eat peros, even peros dipped in liquid, you do not make a bracha.
So right
you do not
here,
wash.
Every time we wash, we're having a purpose. We're either going to
daven
or we're going
to eat
bread, and we don't have to do the peros. If during the day I feel like washing and I do it in a tefillah yadayim way, there's no bracha.
No bracha. It has to be litzorech mitzvah, or litzorech what Chazal told you to do.
Why are we getting confused? We're saying here that so what if we wash our hands for cleanliness, it doesn't need an tefillah yadayim. So now if I wash my hands, I went to the bathroom, wash my hands, I say an Asher Yotzer. Now I wash my hands to eat the bread and make the brachos. Now I had to do it for the purpose. There was no purpose of washing the hands.
You're asking an excellent question. It's my fault. I left out one important part. When you make a bracha of the Hashem's name, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedeshanu B'Mitzvaso V'Tzvanu Al Netilas Yodayim, it's not sufficient that this bracha comes to rest upon an action of washing your hands. That's not sufficient. The action of washing your hands has to be such where it actually accomplishes something. What does it accomplish? Until now, my hands, halachically, in the world of halacha, have the status A, and through the washing, have status B. That is called a netilah. If my hands have status B, to start off with, and then I wash, and nothing has changed. I may have done a maisa, I may have done a physical labor of washing. I washed. If that washing does not accomplish anything in the world of halacha, we ignore what you have done. It's only called a maisa netila where the status of your hands have changed. Now, if you have fulfilled, you have accomplished that, now you can make a bracha. Now this bracha that you're about to make, which has Hashem's name, Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedeshanu, it will come to rest upon this action which you have done, which has changed the halachic status of your hands from A to B. If I come out of the Beis HaKisei, my hands are dirty. They're called Class A. I wash Asher Yotza, I wash my hands. Oh, I washed my hands, I've done a netilah, which have transformed my hands from A to B. Excellent. Now, Chazal said, make an Asher Yotzar. You make the Asher Yotzar, the Baruch of Asher Yotzar is going to come to rest upon that Maisa netilah that has changed from A to B. We're done. It's all over. Now, I want to eat bread. Okay, I eat bread. Chazal said, before you eat bread, there are rules. You have to wash your hands and make a bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. Okay, I'm going to wash my hands. But I can't wash my hands. There's a technical problem of washing my hands. Because my hands are in Class B. And in order for the Netila to be called a Netila, you have to go from class A to B. My hands are perfectly clean. They're already in class B. I just washed for Asha Yotzar. So I can't do a halachic Netila. I can wash all I want. But washing all I want is not going to change the status of my hands from A to B, because I'm starting off where my hands already B.
Even if you didn't use a keli initially?
Even if you didn't use a keli. Well, that's a topic of, that's one of the solutions. One of the solutions is that your hands do not change from A to B unless you use a utensil. So some advise, some have a solution. When you come out of the bathroom, wash your hands without a utensil.
Why does the yeshiva world seem to run to use a keli when they come out of the bathroom?
Because that's what you're supposed to do, lechatchila. Because that's what you're supposed to do. And so here, when you have this dilemma of making a double bracha, so the solution this instance would be not to be so machmir, to come out of the Beis HaKisei, to make an Asher Yotzar, it's not really on washing your hands. It's really on your bodily function. But Chazal gave a condition. The condition, you have to wash your hands. So wash your hands without a utensil. So what have you accomplished? You have clean hands, and now you can make the Bracha Asher Yotzar, but your hands are still in status in class A. Now wash your hands again with a utensil. When you use a utensil, you're going to go from class A to class B. Oh, that's significant for the next bracha you want to make of Asher Kiddushonu B'mitzvah Yisrael Al Netilas Yodayim. That is one of the five solutions. For whatever reason, the Mishnah Berurah and the Gra are not fans of that solution, because they don't like telling people to do things b'di'evit. And when you come out of the Beis HaKisei, you should be dafka, not use a utensil, even though most people anyway don't use a utensil, but they're not advocating that l'chatchil you should get into the habit of not using a utensil. So they got a problem. So each one has a different solution. None is perfect. The Gra says the solution is make first the brach of Al Netilas Yodayim and make second the brach of Asher Yotzar. The Mishnah Berurah says that's not the best solution for different reasons. The better solution is you should touch part of your body which normally is covered. That's also not a perfect solution. You tell a person to contaminate his hands, it sounds a little funny. Especially in today's modern world, you would never tell a person to do that. To go in bedafka, oh, your hands are clean, so before you go come into the hospital room, make sure you dirty your hands so you're eligible to use the Perel. It's a little strange, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah says to do. Okay, now, getting back to our halacha. We have
the halacha down. Nikoyim.
Cleanliness.
Why in my head do I have this memory that our washing also has to do with trying to keep that the idea of the Kohanim?
That's what it's all from. Because Stam Yodayim are Shnios. Stam a hand with, if you're not paying attention, your hands have the status of a Sheni. What, and that in Truma is susceptible to Tumah, can become a Shalishi. So if you are not paying attention, you walk around for 15 minutes, and you don't pay attention to what your hands are doing, for all you know, you may have touched your hair, you may have touched part of your body that's not covered. Chazal have given your hands the status of a sheni. If you now touch a piece of bread that is truma, no one can eat it anymore. You have a nice loaf of bread that costs in the store $5, that's it. No one can eat it. It has to rot. If it was really tamei midoraisa, it would have to be burnt. But if it's only tamei midrabanan, you're not allowed to touch it. You're not allowed to consume it. So this is the halacha. In order that this halacha, who has their possession truma? Only a select group of people, kohanim. Only they have. But kohanim, in order that they should take seriously this halacha, Chazal enacted, every member of society has to follow these rules. It's a way to be mechazek the laws that apply to the kohanim. He writes, "Rabbi also lezalzel b'netilas yodayim elanoitel b'roiv mayim yofeh v'chol mishu zoriz miyod niskar." Chazal give you a blessing. Anyone that is careful, meticulous to wash their hands with an abundance of water benefits. Shehu mis asher, he will be blessed with wealth. Bezeh, doing this. Do you know anyone that became rich by washing their hands? Not likely. It's not likely you know someone will say to you, the reason why I'm a multi-millionaire and I have too much money to spend and I don't know what to do it myself is because I was very meticulous in washing my hands in the Tilas Yodayin. So we don't know what this means. Okay, this we discussed this.
Chasta.
Maybe halavai. Okay? Okay, so we don't know exactly what this means, but you don't take this lightly. It does. Chazal said that a person who is careful to wash with abundance of water meticulously will be blessed with wealth. Chazal said the reason why we don't see people being blessed today is because we have other sins which prevent the blessing from coming upon us. But we should have emunah that this blessing at least saves us from agmas nefesh in life. We all look around and we see people who suffer for all different types of reasons. And it's a very big blessing if we don't have to have that type of suffering. So even though when we hear all these segulois, we don't see them work. We never heard people becoming rich from all of these things. That's because there are things, other sins that we have that prevent the blessing. But at least we should appreciate or have faith that these segulois, they save us from other types of suffering in our life. I wash my hands with an abundance of water. And in heaven, they give me an abundance, fistfuls of blessing. This is part of the... Now, just we're out of time very quickly. When you wash, we just keep this, we always says many, many times, you will notice when you wash, the average person who washes their hands, first of all, they're cheating themselves. They're not washing until their wrist. Okay, they're really cutting themselves up if that's not correct. You have to wash until the wrist. Washing until the knuckles is not sufficient. Only on Tisha B'Av. On Yom Kippur, you wash until the knuckles. The whole year, you have to wash until the wrist. So make sure you have enough water to wash until the wrist. Number two, 90% of the time when you wash, you will note that there is no water that touches the lower portion of your hand. There is no portion. Wash, and then go see if there's any water over here. You'll notice it's dry, completely dry. So you're not yoytze. In order to be yoytze netilas yadayim, water must envelop your entire hand. That means you have to get into the practice to wash with a full cup of water. And as you wash, you have to turn your hand all the way around. It's good exercise. Think of it like yoga. Okay? Turn your hand all the way around. Aerobics. Okay? People spend thousands and thousands of dollars going and exercising. Go early in the morning and go watch all the Chinese, what's going on over there in the park. In the park on Avenue L. I pass there in the morning. They're lining up there. And they're doing all these funny things with their hands. Who knows what they're doing? I once had such a good laugh. There's all these yeshiva bachim were there, and they were basically imitating them together. Was doing. I don't know what they were, and they were having a good time. They were laughing. The Chinese were having a good time with them. They were teaching them how to do all these funny exercises. People spend thousands of dollars, and they're begging their insurance company to pay. You can do it for free every day, and the Torah gives you much more blessing. The Torah will pay you to do it. Just turn your hand all the way around and make sure the water gets on the lower side. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'll pay you to do this. I'll give you the Loi Chofnai Bracha. It's not a joke. Okay, that's one thing. Next thing, the Tila means to lift up. Okay, as we mentioned in the Pasuk, it says that he quoted, two translations for netila. It means either a utensil or it means vayinatileim vayinaseim, to uplift. So, and that is why there's a beautiful minuk when you wash. After you wash, you lift up your hands. Su'u yid, and you say the pasuk. The shayla, should you say, should you not say, is a hefsik, not a hefsik? What? Not to do it. It's a chassidish sheminik. Right. It's a Lubavitch sheminik. Lubavitch, they're into this. The Lubavitch, they do this. What? The chassidim do this. Okay, so we're not chassidim, but I like to watch them do this. They wash for Shalosh Shudis, and they go, the chassidim. Chassidim, they go, they wash, they lift up their hands like this, high up, and they say, Su'u yedeichem kodesh, u'baruch hu es Hashem. Lift up your hands in holiness. And bless Hashem. Baruch Atah, and then they make the bracha. You make the bracha when your hands are wet. Ideally, it is better to make the bracha when they're dry, it's too late. If you dry your hands and you make the bracha, it's a whole shaila. It might even be a bracha levatala. If you, while you're drying it, that's okay. But the preferred method is to have patience. You wash, do your aerobics, turn it all the way around, lift up your hands at least slightly. Don't look funny, a little slightly. If you want to say it, say it. Don't want to say it, don't say it. And you say, and you make the bracha when your hands are wet, while your hands are raised. Baruch atah Hashem, make the bracha. Now, the Darshanim, they explain netila means, there's another drush, why we say netilas yadayim, which means everything you do in your life is with your hands. Your activities, it's symbolic. Your accomplishment. Lift yourself up. Be holy people. Netilas yadayim means raise up your actions. It shouldn't be dull and boring, insignificant. Yearn to accomplish, to succeed in life, to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas ruach. Netila means I raise up my hands to accomplish things of significance in this world. Not just to live a boring, dull life. It's almost like a bakasha. It's almost like a prayer. When you make the bracha of Al Netila HaSiyadam, you have an opportunity basically to beg Hashem, I don't want to leave this world without a legacy. I want that when I leave this world, it should be that I should have accomplished. My yodayim, my hands, have been raised. They have accomplished something which is of benefit for mankind. A benefit for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Su'u yideichem, lift up your hands. Accomplish something of significance in this world. It's almost as if you're being mispalel when you make the bracha, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah v'itzvah. You have commanded us by putting us into this world of al netilas yodayim, to do something with yourself. Make something out of your life. Accomplish something. Lift up your hands. Okay, so in addition to the pshuta shel mikra, it's a utensil. In addition to the pshat, that it means to raise up. And raising up means, what does it mean really to raise up? That's really what it means to raise up. Vayinalein vayinasein. It means you have to raise up your hands in cleanliness. I mean, I think really it's more of the drush. That's vayinalein. It's to accomplish, to rise above the mediocrity. No, I'm telling you drush. Now, I told you I'm telling you drush. What does it mean vayinatlein? It means to lift up. So it means either physically, when you make the bracha, your hand should be raised. Okay? No weapons. Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands. No guns. What? Are they clean? Raise up your hands. It's pshat. But the word vayinalim has a homiletic insight.
When he says not to be mazaled of the water, it means to use too little?
No, I think it means don't do it, don't ignore it entirely. There's a magefa of people, there are people that are religious Orthodox Jews who don't wash. It's a known fact. Go into a restaurant.
That's the zilzal when you don't wash.
For sure not.
You should wash.
And even when you wash, you should do it with generosity.
Not halakhically. I mean, like, you don't want a bench, you don't want a...
You don't want to wash. I want a bench. I want to eat bread. I don't care to wash.
Oh, you,
there's a magefa. There's a magefa that people go into restaurants and they eat bread and they make a hamaitzi. They eat bread and they don't wash. They don't wash. It's a magefa. This is what it means. V'asur l'zalzal. What do I need to wash for? My hands are clean. I need to wash. V'asur l'zalzal b'netilas yadayim. It's yadua, gerim. When they ask a person, they give them the final exam to become a non-Jew, to become Jewish. I think it's like a universally accepted this thing. They ask the ger. You know, after they send him to a satmar kollel and they drive him crazy, today, Baruch Hashem, there are very high standards to become a ger. I always, it's not a joke. I would never make it. If I wanted to, today, the way I am right now, and I would apply for gerus, I'm telling you now, they would not. I know as a fact. I know I have a friend who's a ger, and he told me what he went through, the whole shalshelis hadvarim. I'm telling you, they would not take me. And they would not take, unfortunately, 99% of society. They would not. Even the Dayanim, I don't know if they would take. They are very, 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 very tough to get in. Once you're in, you're grandfathered in. Once you're in, who cares? But to get it, it's very, very tough. So they drive you nuts. They really, really give you a run for your money to be accepted in the Bezdin. Even the RCA, even like no Bezdin, which is not considered to be an extreme Bezdin. They give you a run for your money. There's a program. And they make you wait quite a long time to really see if you have the stamina to stick it out. Not so easy to become a ger. Oh, finally, you go for your final exam. Yadin, right? What do they ask you about yara? They ask you all different questions. But one of the questions they ask is, do you wash the tilas yadayim before you eat bread? They test you. When you eat bread, do you wash the tilas yadayim? That's what they ask you. That's like a common question. I know the person who I know became a Gary when Rav Herschel Schechter gave him his final exam to accept him into a Gerus. And he asked him, he wants to make sure. And what did he ask him? So he told me, he thought he was going to ask him all the intricate halachas of the Tolohim in the water. Is your water filtered? Do you have internet in your home? Do you have this? Yeah. Who knows who'd ask Hilcha Shabbos to tell him Baal Peh the Lama Test Melachos and to tell him Baal Peh all the Rashi on the Aseres HaDibros? Who knows who he's going to test him on? Rav Herschel sits down and says to him, tell me, when you eat bread, do you wash the Tilas Yadayim before you eat bread? Of course. That's what he asked him. Do you wash the Tilas Yadayim? Okay, good enough. You're ready to go. Let's go to the mikveh now. Dayanim are here. We're ready to make you into a ger. That was the one question he asked him before he conferred upon him. They proceeded to do the gerus. Why? It's one of the essentials of Yados. I think I heard some of them. It's not just a Herschel Schechter. Everyone's like a universal thing among Dayanim when they ask the last check before they launch 1098, before they launch the spacecraft. The last check is: do you wash the tilas yadayim before you eat bread? That's the last question. It's a minhag Yisrael to check that halacha. So it says quite a bit what Yad is all about. Okay,
what's the first bracha a ger makes?
A ger makes when he comes. He makes tefillah on the mikvah. When he comes out of the mikvah, normally you make the bracha before you go to mikvah. Oy ve'lasi yosan, but you can't because he's not yet Jewish.
Right.
He's a goy, so he has no choice but to make when he comes out. What?
When he washes for bread.
The suda, they make a suda.
Afterwards he has to make it, not before.
What do you mean?
He's testing him if there's something.
There's like a bracha.
No, they ask and they just ask him a general question. He's in training. Do you wash? He makes brachas when he's practicing to become a ger.
Does he have to make asher yatzar?
What? Does he what?
Make asher yatzar.
We hope he didn't go to the
mikvah.
The first bracha he makes is in the mikvah.
Asher kid, where he's chayv in the mikvah. He makes brachas practice. When he's practicing to become a Jewish, he makes brachas. He davens, he does everything.
So you say amen after his brachas?
Yes, absolutely. 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 All right, let's stop here. Take a 30-second break, and then we're going to do some halachas. We're going to do tomorrow, bli neder.
I know, but Bailey's going to the baruch on the Thursday. Are we supposed to...
What?
When we go to the bathroom.
In the morning, Shach, he's talking about when you wake up in the morning.
Huh?
He's talking about in the morning, when you wake up in the morning, oh. The whole day, no. You only make al netilas yadayim when you come out of the bathroom, only in the morning. Oh. The birchas ha-shachar. We'll do it tomorrow.